Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Andy Reid feels great and he's back to work. That's a very positive story. But the media have decided there's nothing else to see here, and that's that. Wait, what if Andy Reid had tested positive for COVID but had no symptoms? How would the media coverage differ? You want proof our society has lost its freaking mind over COVID? We have a 63-year-old obese man who uses a cane that reportedly got dehydrated and has heart problems, and we just shuffle that under the rug. Get ready to be uncomfortable on this one, because this story is everything that's wrong with our liberal media in 2021. Salvi bangs out number 48 and then twists his ankle in the dugout and leaves the game. What's next for the big guy? I'll give you my thoughts on how this will all play out over the last four games. And mark your calendar, it's the first and maybe only time ever I'm going to agree with LeBron James, and I support him fully. Joe Biden got booed at the congressional baseball game in D.C. The GOP won that game 13-12. The star of the game is a Republican from Florida that made history with a real home run into the seats and everything. He also tossed 120 pitches. But it's what he was wearing on his head that made the headlines. I'll tell you who he is and what he wore. KCI is getting a new terminal, and the mayor and council are bent on handing the concession contract to a Canadian company with very little experience in this. They even had a fight in the council chamber over it Wednesday, and two members walked out. We'll clue you in as to why this mayor wants this deal so badly. And the Kansas City Star, the liberal Kansas City Star, subscription numbers are cut in half from a year ago. You will be shocked to hear how low this number is. And how can this be, as everyone's been stuck at home just consuming COVID news, right? Well, apparently not. We're brought to you today by 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Mark Lindquist will make your office more efficient and more profitable. If you have copiers, IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, allow Mark and his team to come in and take a look at what you have. They can help you get you out of your leases at no cost to you, save you money, and make you more efficient with better equipment. They'll do a complete analysis of everything you're doing at your offices free of charge. Then it's up to you, no pressure on what you want to do. But if you don't know who does all these things for your company and you manage an office, why wouldn't you consider doing that with a great conservative company like 360documentsolutions.com? Online, 360documentsolutions.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC of Excelsior Springs. They've got all your truck needs covered right now. An extra purchase allowance of up to $2,750 on GMC Sierra 1500 crew cabs when you finance through GM Financial. This vehicle was $61,700. Now it's $59,200. If you're looking to trade in your vehicle, you'll also get top dollar for that trade-in, especially when you're looking to upgrade into a brand new GMC Sierra crew cab. This deal will not be around forever, so hurry up. Get over to Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs, online at robertsrobinson.com. Don't forget to mention KKHI. With GMC, we are professional grade. BStock.net, the good TVs on big-time sale this week. 43-inch Samsung TV, these are the Crystal UHD, just $429. Upgrade to the Q60 model for just $50 more. It's the flagship line of Samsung TVs. Amazing, the Q60 models. Also, the Frame TV is in stock. 65-inch Frame TV, $1,399 compared to $1,800 at Best Buy. And they've got Apple TVs in. Right now, $179 limited stock. Also, they got a shipment of soundbars in. They don't often have soundbars. Vizio soundbars, just $100 in stock. And Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com. Dr. Jeremy and his team will keep you on time. Limited time missed from work, school, you're busy. They're really more efficient and better than the others. They typically can cut 2 months off what other orthodontists will take to get the job done and do it right. You can also start bringing your kids in at an early age for free appointments to check it out. Free growth check appointments, absolutely free. Bring your kid in as early as age 7 and say, how are we looking? What should we be looking at? No dentist referral is needed. It's fryorthodontics.com. Well, the media is unbelievable on this. We've got an unbelievable story with Andy Reid's health that we're happy that he feels well and he's back to work. We hope everything is good and nothing else happens. But just to dismiss it and it's gone, what if he had COVID? We explore that and what the media reaction would be on KKHI. Hit it!
Window World. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
Let's just see how uncomfortable I can make everybody feel with this episode of KKHI, and I want to welcome my fellow members of the media for tuning in. This Andy Reid story, the coverage of this Andy Reid story and what's going on with his health is really quite remarkable and quite a testament to where we are in America in 2021, in journalism and media in 2021, how out of whack everything is, out of sorts we are. It is the perfect microcosm of what is wrong with everything that you see when you look at your phone, when you turn on your television, when you listen to the radio, when you fire up a podcast, anything you consume in media. This Andy Reid story is the epitome of what is wrong in America in 2021. Let me first state that Andy Reid, we wish him absolutely the best of health, the very best. We hope he remains healthy and well, and that he coaches and is happy, and the Chiefs win a whole bunch of football games. Let's just take that off the table right there. That's it. Secondly, we acknowledge that Andy Reid absolutely 100% has the right to keep anything about his health completely private and out of the media, certainly out of the public space. He has no obligation whatsoever to share anything about his personal situation with anyone, and he declined to do so when he was asked at his Wednesday news conference. Now, let's also assume that these reports about Andy Reid's health are true. The things that leaked are true. Here's what we know. Jay Glazer leaked that Andy Reid has heart problems and that he was taken to the hospital for heart issues after ESPN reported that he was taken to the hospital for dehydration. So if these reports are true, Andy Reid, who has been walking with a cane, who is obese and 63 years old during COVID, became dehydrated at a game, had heart problems, was taken to the hospital out of, quote, precaution, but then he was kept there overnight for 24 hours. For what? Observation? For whatever. Let's just assume the reports are true. Andy Reid didn't confirm this. The Chiefs haven't confirmed this. Andy Reid, again, absolutely has the right to not tell anybody what's going on with his health situation. And he has the right to go back to work if his doctors have cleared him. Even if his doctors haven't cleared him, he has the right to go back to work. If he's out of the hospital, he's got the right to work. I'm not disputing any of these things that Andy Reid does. Again, you will not find somebody, anyone, that more strongly believes in the individual's right to make their own decisions on how they want to live their life as long as they're not hurting somebody else. And if Andy Reid has a medical issue at work, he is not likely to hurt anyone else in any way, shape, or form, including COVID. We'll get to that in a moment. So let's assume these reports are right. We have an obese 63-year-old man who's been using a cane this summer, dehydrated, goes to the hospital with heart problems, comes back after 2 days and starts making jokes about eating cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. Media laps it up. Oh, that's funny. Oh, Andy's well. Everything's good. He's back. Woohoo! Let's go, Andy. Let's go beat the Eagles this Sunday. You're going to get your milestone win and beat your former team and everything's good. And that's how this plays out in the media. And I'm not specifically talking, I'm mostly talking, but not completely talking about what happened in Kansas City. Although that's what happened in Kansas City. National media pick it up. You can read stories at ESPN.com. CBS, Fox, CNN, anywhere you go, there are stories. Hey, Andy Reid's back to work. He's feeling great. After a scare, everything's fine. And everything may be fine. That's great. We hope that everything's fine. We hope this is never a story again. So this isn't particularly about what's going on with the Chiefs, whether this is right or wrong. Andy, again, I'm clearly stated, he absolutely has the right to do whatever he wants to do. Here's what I don't get. What if Andy Reid were tested for COVID and was positive? What would the news coverage be? What would the news coverage be of Andy Reid testing positive for COVID compared to this? Okay, Andy Reid tests positive for COVID. He's non-symptomatic, but we're sending him home for 2 weeks or 10 days or the NFL protocol. He's going to miss the game Sunday. It would be the biggest national story there is. There would be no bigger sports story in America than Andy Reid has COVID and Andy Reid is going to miss the game on Sunday. Andy Reid is symptom-free, but dang it, he took a test. He's fully vaccinated. Darn it. He tested positive for the virus. He's got to go home. This would be the biggest thing ever. They would be running stories right and left. Who else was in contact with Andy Reid? What are the other implications and problems? What about the rest of the coaching staff? What about Patrick Mahomes? Was he in contact with Andy? They were face-to-face on Sunday. We'd all just be freaking out over freaking COVID and talking about how bad this could be. And, oh, my God, it's COVID, and it's the Chiefs. And now it's Andy Reid, and it's this mega story. And what would happen? People would be writing commentary. There would be opinion pieces. Stephen A. Smith would be on going, what in the world is going on in Kansas City? Did Andy Reid not take the precautions? How did he get this? What are the Chiefs doing wrong? What on earth is happening? What terrible stewards of the NFL these are? The coaches are a bad example. How many coaches are going to be locked down? This would just be absolute and complete mayhem in American sports if Andy Reid tested positive after the game Sunday for COVID with no symptoms. And the fallout and the reaction to this would just be your hair would be on fire. Every columnist in Kansas City would be writing about it. Every sports talk radio person in Kansas City would just be exploding that they can't believe that Andy got COVID with the vaccine. And this is a terrible break for the Chiefs. They wouldn't in Kansas City be asking what they did wrong. They'd be saying, this is just a horrible break. Again, nobody would be asking, is Andy okay? We'd just be like, oh God, is Mahomes going to test positive? What's going to happen Sunday? What about the game? Everybody would be going nuts. Oh, but a 63-year-old obese guy that's been using a cane that got dehydrated and his heart damn near exploded, got rushed to the hospital after the game, spends the night in the hospital. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. It's all good. And he says he feels good. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. So nobody in the local media is going to point out the hypocrisy in the coverage, the upside down nature of this country and media and things that are happening with coverage of things that if it's COVID, oh my God, it's a bonfire. If it's just something like a 63-year-old obese guy who uses a cane, gets dehydrated and his heart starts going crazy, well, that's just a little smoke bomb. That's not a bonfire. That's just a little thing. We're not going to have any commentary on that. Because why? Because I'm the guy that makes you feel uncomfortable. Kansas City would feel uncomfortable if I'm on the radio right now and I'm the one bringing up, hey, this ain't right. Something bad happened here. He stayed in the hospital overnight and he just made a decision to come back to work, which, by the way, he has the right to do, but this don't look good. This isn't real good for Andy. This ain't a great look. It is also in complete hypocrisy of the culture warriors that are out there and the thought control police all on the left, who tell us how to live, tell us what to think, tell us what is acceptable, which is my first example was COVID. What would be happening if this were COVID? Everybody would be going absolutely bonkers if this were COVID, because that's what we're supposed to think, because that's what the left and the media force on this country. So what else did the left force upon us? Well, you got to do the right thing. You got to set the right example. You have to go out there, and while we accept and include everyone, and we're this big tent and everybody's included, whether it's gender, race, not religion. They don't like religion. They're not included in the tent. Gender, race, fitness, appearance, all these different things that are out there. Age, we respect and include everyone. It's all in contrast to one of the absolute things that they push. And they push this really hard. And that is, you have to do the right thing. We have to understand that we got to have these heart walks because heart health is important. You have to quit smoking. You need to stop eating cheeseburgers. You need to cut out the fried foods. We know all these things. How many heart walks do we have a year that you see it on the news? How many different American Heart Association or local heart events do we have in Kansas City? And every time you see one of these stories in the media, what is the tone? What is the biggest tone of the story in the media? Oh, we had this unbelievable event. It's great. We're going to get serious about heart disease, which is the number one killer. We're going to get serious about this. How are we going to get serious? We're going to educate people. We're going to set examples. We're going to stop smoking. We're going to lose weight. We're going to walk. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get lots of fluids. We're going to watch what we eat to where it doesn't clog your arteries. We're going to do all these things because that just gets, for decades, boom, 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 pounded in our heads. Then what happens in a city of 2 million people when the number one person that could step up and make a difference for somebody and set an example and say, you don't mess with your heart. This is on me. I need to do better. I'm going to do better. Here's what's happening. And for anybody out there that's struggling with something like this, I'm going to do my best. You should do your best. Here's what we need to do. This is what they push. This is what you're supposed to do. Is there criticism of Andy Reid that he's not stepping up and setting an example? No, of course there's not. He's the coach of the Chiefs. You're not going to criticize the Chiefs. There'll be no commentary on this. There will be no story, no editorial, no commentary on radio. There'll be no pundits criticizing Andy Reid for not stepping up and doing the right thing for public good. To hell with COVID. If Andy Reid wants to do something good for the public right now, he needs to step up and say, listen, I've got this issue and this is on me. I can fix it for the most part. My doctors feel pretty good about where I am. I've had these scares. I've got some health issues and I need to take these under control. And here's how you do it. And I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get serious this time. This scared the hell out of me and I'm going to take care of this. We all know people, have friends or relatives. We all know people that have done this, that have been scared, that something happened and it changed their ways. How this is not that moment, I don't know. Maybe it is that moment, and maybe it's a private moment. And again, Andy Reid has the right to remain private on this. But again, we just live in an era where the left and the media push this narrative that you are supposed to step up and set the example. That anytime somebody's handing out a free turkey for Thanksgiving, the media is there saying, well, look at the great things they're doing in the community and how great of an example they're setting. But boy, we get something like this, whoop, we're not going to say anything about it. So let me be the man that makes you feel uncomfortable and just state what is painfully obvious. Andy Reid should be stepping up in this moment. He should be taking the public spotlight and should be taking it national. And he should say, you know, there's a lot of other things out there other than COVID. There are a lot of other things that are in so many ways worse in America. Certainly for people in certain categories, younger people, healthier people, things of that nature. COVID is not the thing. But you just have to ask yourself the difference. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. And I know I'm restating this. I'm getting off this. I'm moving on, I promise. I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to be uncomfortable, especially if you're in the media. And all you've done for a year and a half is freak out about COVID and push COVID vaccines and push mandates and bitch about people that don't wear masks and try to tell other people how to live their lives. I want you to think about what you've done, and if you're in the media and you're listening to this, I want you to think about what you've personally done to force upon others how to live and ask yourself, why am I ignoring this? Why am I ignoring a 63-year-old man that is obese, that walks with a cane, that got dehydrated standing on a sideline, his heart went crazy, they took him to the hospital, they kept him overnight, he's back to work in 24 hours, less than 24 hours, and says everything's fine, isn't going to talk about it, and that's that. Ask yourself the question, why are you worried about whether somebody's wearing a mask? Why are you worried about the mandates, the vaccines, all of these different things if you're not worried about this? People with heart problems are by the tens of thousands in this country, hundreds of thousands of people with heart problems. This could be a teaching moment. This could be a good moment. This could be something good, not just for Kansas City, but for America, and we're just going to ignore it. And the people in the media, look, I'm not bagging you on this. They asked Andy, they followed up and asked. He wasn't going to talk about it. My point is, where's the commentary afterwards? Where's the, this ain't right? I haven't heard anybody else say it. This isn't right, folks. This is not business as usual. I'm sorry. This isn't normal behavior. If you, we don't know, I guess we don't know exactly when Andy went back to work. Some people think it was Tuesday, a Monday evening. Some people think it was Tuesday morning. If you were 63, obese, used a cane, got dehydrated, your heart went crazy, were taken to the hospital, they didn't like what they saw, they kept you overnight for observations, would you go back to work the next day? Serious question. Would you? Is that the right thing to do? Is that the correct example? Especially in a high-stress business. There's just a lot of things here. There's a lot of moving parts. And maybe this wouldn't be such a big deal to me if we weren't living with COVID and having all this shit thrown at us just right and left. You got to do this. You have to be this. You have to think that way. You got to wear this mask. We got to mask up these kids. You got to freak these kids out and scare them for life, because make no mistake about it, masking children is about one thing. Masking children is about getting votes later in life. We scare them good and young. We teach them that the government and the authorities know best, better than your parents, and you've got them for life. Make no mistake about any of this COVID stuff. It is simply about votes. That is all it is. It's about votes and control. People want to be controlled. For the most part, they want somebody to tell them what to do. We want to behave. We want to be a good member of society. We want to do the right thing. Please tell me, because I'm too stupid to know. And so we teach them at age what? 5? Put a mask on at age 5. Let's scare the hell out of them for life. We are just completely out of control. We have lost our minds on all of this stuff. It's just nuts. All right, we'll get into more news stuff later. That's my initial sports take, because I'm shocked that I cannot get out of my head what the hell if Andy was positive for COVID instead of something as simple as heart problems. You know, heart problem, that's easy. You got a heart doctor. That's easy. COVID, ooh, whoa. We don't know what's going to happen with COVID. This is a big old wild card there. We pretty much know what happens with COVID. And you know what? Andy Reid doesn't want COVID. He's a 63-year-old obese man with heart problems. If we're really worried about COVID in the workplace at the NFL, this is the third element of this story for the media. If COVID is your thing and is not my thing, if COVID is your thing and most of the local media in Kansas City, it is their thing, wouldn't you be thinking right now, dang it, he shouldn't be there. He could get COVID. He needs to lock down. He's got a problem. He's not well. He can't get COVID. Andy Reid is the classic age and the classic underlying conditions. It's quite obvious to everyone that the last thing Andy Reid needs is COVID. But I don't hear anybody talking about it. Nope. He's the coach of the Chiefs. We ain't touching that. If it was some guy that was at a Trump rally, oh my God. What if it was somebody that was at the Capitol on January 6th? Not somebody that went in and got arrested, just somebody that was there that was, you know what, they're from Lee's Summit. They went there. They were at the Trump rally. This big, heavy dude, he's a firefighter. He's a big, strong guy. He's been on the job for 35 years, 63 years old. He went to the hospital. He's got underlying conditions. And he went right back to work at the fire department with all these other firemen, and they sleep in the same bunk room and all this other stuff. What if he gets COVID? No, but not the Chiefs coach. Ain't touching that. Salvador Perez hits number 48. We've been following Salvi all summer here at KKHI. It has been the greatest Royals story of this year, certainly. Last night, I'm watching the game. Whit Merrifield gets a leadoff double, a hustle double, by the way, not a gapper, a hustle double. Nicky Lopez comes up and draws a walk against Zach Plesac, who's 6-0 against the Royals with a 1.99 earned run average. They never score off this guy. They never beat him. They've never won it. In fact, the Indians were 8-0 when he pitched. They never beat this guy. Jessica's had been up there, took a shower. She'd done some work outside. She's coming. I can hear her wrestling around up there. I said, hey, come watch this. Salvi's up. She's walking down the stairs, and he's walking toward the plate. And I said, this guy's never lost to the Royals. He's got a 1.99. We got first and second, nobody out. The first pitch has to be a fastball. He has no choice but to pitch to Salvi. She hasn't been downstairs for 20 seconds, and bang! There it goes. He just crushes it. Number 48, she gets so excited. She's so happy. I'm so happy. Number 48 ties the Royals record. That's a fun record. 49 will set the Royals record. He has 4 games to do it. That's fun. But the big one is 50. If he gets 50, that's a whole different club. Only 18 right-handed hitters in the history of baseball have hit 50 home runs. 18 in the history of the game have hit 50 home runs. Salvi needs 2 home runs in 4 games. That's asking a lot. But if he just gets one more and has a few at-bats left, it's going to be really dramatic. If he gets one more, he sets the Royals record all by himself. It'll wipe Soler off the record books, which is good. Nobody wants Soler tied with Salvi. It doesn't sound right. But this is an amazing year. Salvador Perez leads Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs. After he hit the home run last night, he slipped on a dugout step and turned his ankle and was taken out of the game. So he missed a couple of at-bats last night. Out of precaution, he didn't go to the hospital or spend the night there. Out of precaution, they took him out of the game. He said after the game, I expect to play on Thursday. He'll probably just be DH. They'll wrap the ankle, go to the plate, and hit. That's plenty. As far as I'm concerned, he can DH for 4 days if his ankle hurts. But get up there and swing and see what happens. It is less likely he's going to hit a home run now with a bad ankle. It is his right ankle. It's his plant ankle. You dig in deep, you plant, you push. When you swing, this is going to be hard for Salvi. It's going to be painful. But they have things they can do. They can wrap it. They can numb it. There's a lot of things they can do with an ankle. If he's not catching, if he's out there DHing. Remember, Salvi famously in 2018 slipped on stairs carrying a suitcase up after returning home from spring training, getting ready for the start of the year, and missed 3 weeks of baseball for busting his leg up then. Salvi doesn't like stairs. Kevin doesn't like stairs. I don't do well on stairs when I wear flip-flops. I don't know why I wear flip-flops. The big joints in both my toes get sore from wearing flip-flops. I love them. They're comfortable enough, but they hurt my toes a little. And I always trip. This is what's funny about flip-flops. You trip going up because the flop overhangs your toes and you just catch it wrong. And the front of the flop catches the step and whoop, down you go going forward. Jessica says, you're just so clumsy. I said, hey, I'm falling forward. I'm falling uphill. That's a good thing. It's not falling downhill. That's what gets you in trouble. Salvi doesn't like stairs, but we need at least one more home run, and it would be incredible if he got two. Speaking of home runs, the Dodgers went crazy on Wednesday night. They had back-to-back home runs. Then they had a game-tying home run and a game-winning home run all in one inning. Never been done before. Win number 102 for the Dodgers. They're really good. Let me repeat what they did. It's never happened in the history of baseball. The Dodgers hit back-to-back home runs in an inning. Then they got a runner on base and hit another home run and tied the game. Then they got another home run and won the game. Nobody's ever done that in the history of baseball. Simply amazing. And Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas is supporting LeBron James, and so am I. We're willing to support people when we agree with them. We have a slew of NBA players who've said, I'm not taking that shot. And here's why. And they've been very eloquent about it. LeBron James has now been asked about it. And what was his answer? It is not my place to tell any other player whether or not to get a vaccine. It's everybody's individual and personal choice. Bravo, LeBron. I love it. See, they can be liberal. They could just be as liberal as all get out until you get to a point where this is what I do for a living and I know what's best for me. I'm a great basketball player. I know what's best for me. I think LeBron maybe is vaxxed. I don't know if he is or isn't, but he's clearly stating, I respect what these other people do for a living, and there is no way I'm telling them what they should put in their body and not put in their body. This is hard. What we do is hard. We make a lot of money, but it's hard. This season is a grind. Ain't no way I'm telling these guys what to do. And neither should the government. So this COVID thing, I'm not going to spend a great deal of time on this. I'm just hopeful. I'm optimistic that these mandates, people losing their jobs, companies going crazy, firing people, losing nurses because they won't take the jab. I mean, people who really know about COVID and healthcare, nurses on the front line, are saying, I'm not taking that. I've had COVID. I'm young. I'm healthy. I see the people that are coming in with COVID and dying, and they're not me. These frontline people know it ain't me. They're watching 83-year-olds with cancer come in and with COVID, and they don't make it out. They're seeing that. We know the average age death with COVID is older than the average life expectancy in America. We know that about this disease. The healthcare workers know it better than anybody because they see it every day. And if you're a 27-year-old nurse and you decide you're not getting the shot, you've made a rational decision as far as I'm concerned. And we'll get to a little bit more of this later, but it just completely and constantly gets lost in the conversation of, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if the other person is unvaccinated? They can't hurt you. You love the vaccine. You believe in the vaccine. How can they hurt you? You're vaccinated. It's absolutely bonkers. But I congratulate LeBron James for stepping up and saying, it's not my place. Now, some of this may be, we don't like the owners. We don't like the NBA. We've got our own union, and we'll do whatever the hell we want. But you know what? It's about as American as it gets. Americans have a union. We have a collective bargaining agreement. I'll keep saying this till the day I die. These sports unions support these players and give them rights that American airline workers clearly don't have and nurses don't have. They've collectively bargained all these things for themselves. You know what? I believe every American has a collective bargaining agreement. It's called the Constitution. And we all have our rights that are protected there. And some of these things need to play out in court, and it just needs to end. KKHI is brought to you by Elite Automation, online at eliteautomate.com. I mean, this is really simple. If you've got an office building, they'll just save you money. It's no more complicated than that. You can buy and install their products, or you can just hire them as a consultant, and they will come in, show you how to save money. And when you do save money, you share what you save with them. Seriously, give them a call. You've heard about this before. It will save your business money. 913-766-2188. Online, eliteautomate.com. AmazingGarageFloors.net. This is the best garage floor company anywhere in the Midwest. Don't call the other guys, and know this, if you mention KKHI, you're getting the best service and the best price. Hutch is immediately going to see you as a brother. As a great conservative American patriot, immediately when you call him, you're working with your brother. Hutch is going to take great care of you, whether you want him to seal your driveway to add years of life to your concrete or get that amazing garage floor. Call him at 913-901-7139. Back 9 Development, a custom home builder in the Midwest. Anywhere in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. If you're looking for a room addition, commercial property, a home, or if you'd like to tour his condominium project that's now open in Manhattan on the Colbert Hills Golf Course, tours are available at the Solheim at Grand Mere. Call TJ Vilkanskis at 785-236-0161. And Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron will give you a free roof inspection. Remember, if you keep his number handy, he's available 24/7 for any issue you may have. A free roof inspection is a great idea. You shouldn't be climbing up there. Call Ron today at 913-384-2680, and you will sleep well, knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. Oh, where to start in the news? Oh, this, we'll just start with this because it's fun. And it's a good transition from sports. Joe Biden decided unannounced he was going to go to the congressional baseball game last night. They play the congressional baseball game in Washington, D.C. every year. It's Republicans versus Democrats. They've done this forever. We've caught Joe Biden in two more lies as he has talked about a home run that he hit in 1974 when the media, of course, fact-checked this. He was 0-for-2 in that game. It's, this guy's unbelievable. I mean, he'll just make up anything, and he just assumes people can't look it up. Now, maybe he got the year wrong. Maybe he did hit a home run one time. I don't know. But he goes last night and comes out of the dugout and is resoundingly booed by the people in the stands. Nikki Haley has railed on him for going to the game, saying, you can't visit the border, but you can visit a congressional baseball game. It was not a popular thing for him to do. He is not a popular president. The story of the game was Florida Representative Greg Stubbe, who did a very rare thing. I think it's been years, decades, since anybody did this. Greg Stubbe, the Florida Republican, hit a home run out of the ballpark into the seats in the left field, like a real home run for the GOP. He did this in a game GOP won 13-12. Greg Stubbe also pitched 120 pitches. He pitched most of the game, 120 pitches, and he hit a home run out of the ballpark. He is the GOP rep from Florida. He wore a hat with his uniform that said Save America. It was a trucker hat. It was red. You've seen him before. It's a Trump hat. He wore it while pitching. Every Democrat that came to the plate got to look at that hat while Stubbe was pitching to them. It is autographed by Donald Trump. And he wore it in the game. He rubbed it in their face. He is out to save America. He hit a home run. And he threw 120 pitches. Greg Stubbe from Florida is our player of the week in any sport, anytime. Hell, he's our player of the month. He might be the player of the year in anything for doing that. That's just awesome. KCI is the new airport of KCI, the new terminal, is mired in controversy with City Hall in Kansas City. Well, there's a shocker. They are awarding their concessions to a Canadian company called Vantage. So they had a big fight between the council yesterday where two people walked out in order to stop a quorum from happening. They said, no, this isn't right. We know dirty dealings have taken place. We don't know what's going on here. This isn't public enough. This is a Canadian company. There's a lot of bad things here. There's a lot of things to not like. It's a Canadian company that doesn't really do this. They're the least experienced bidder. They are the only non-American bidder. And, of course, that's who Mayor Lucas wants to go with. Mayor Lucas is out of town. he can't create a quorum in the meeting to where all they're voting on is to take a full vote of the council. They need a quorum in order, a number of people present in order to approve a full vote on whether to allow Vantage to do this. So they don't have a quorum as two people, what, Teresa Lohr was one of them, Catherine Shields maybe the other. They walk out. They don't have a quorum. So they get Mayor Lucas on a Zoom call at City Hall. He comes in on a Zoom call, creates the quorum. They pass the quorum, so they're going to have a full vote on allowing Vantage. This officially became Mayor Lucas's company, period. If the concessions and the vending at KCI are a train wreck, this is Mayor Lucas. He has really rolled the dice and risked a lot here. This is not an experienced company. They're Canadian, which it just doesn't sound right. If there's no local company that does this, certainly use an American company. But Mayor Lucas has gone all in on a very big gamble with this company, and there's no question it's a big gamble. Why did he do it? Ask yourself, why? What's the reason? They're not American. They're the least experienced. Okay, well, maybe they're the lowest price, but we don't know. They're not sharing that information. Maybe there's more money in it for the city if they go with this company. That's a good reason. It's not the best reason. The best thing you can do for the city is make the airport as wonderful as possible for people from out of town. It will be, for some people, the only reflection on Kansas City that they'll ever have. So it should be a well-oiled machine that is gorgeous and people go, wow, isn't this nice? Wasn't that efficient and easy? That'd be great. No, we've got a pretty good idea here at KKHI why it is. Hands down, without a doubt, no questions asked, the Canadian company Vantage has promised the mayor of Kansas City that they will be the most inclusive, minority-owned concessionaire at KCI of all the bidders. So that's what this is about. We are told, even the Kansas City Star is reporting, that some of the businesses that Vantage has paired up with, minority-owned business, are failing right now. They're closing. They're on life support. So maybe they're going to bring them off life support and get them to the airport, and it will survive that way. That's noble. I get that. I'm not criticizing that in any way, shape, or form. But businesses that aren't thriving in Kansas City probably shouldn't be the ones that are in the airport. Why wouldn't we put our best there? And of course, they've decided Chick-fil-A is not going to be in our airport because Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. They're Baptist. They've spoken out about homosexuality and things like that. So they will not be there. As if somebody, Chick-fil-A, like the most popular restaurant in America, as if people are going to come to Kansas City and go, oh, what a horrible city. They have a Chick-fil-A at the airport. You can walk right by. It's like saying, oh, what a horrible city. They have a smoker's pen. I'm a non-smoker. Ooh, they allow smokers over there. All right, well, allow people to eat Chick-fil-A if they want. Whatever happened to the inclusion you always talk about? All sides of all things, let's be inclusive. Oh, but not the conservative side. No, no, no. No Chick-fil-A at KCI. Can't have that. So we'll see what happens with this. They got their quorum. They passed it. They're going to go to full council. And it sounds like Vantage will be the company, a Canadian company that's promising the most minority-owned businesses at KCI. That is why. And again, I'm really not judging at this point. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I don't know enough about the bids to say Lucas is unhinged here. I'm not going to criticize the guy. This is what he thinks is the right thing to do. I mean, it looks on the surface like the reason he's doing it is for minority-owned businesses. But if that's important to him and that's he's elected and that's his role, this is on him. If it's a crap show, if we go to the airport and it doesn't work and the businesses fail and we don't like the restaurants and the concessionaires, so be it. It's on Mayor Lucas. They'll figure something else out when the contract ends. 20-year-old Madison Ferris. Oh, no, no, wait. I was talking about the Stars. Let me give a little note on the Star here first before I go to my last story. As I mentioned, the Star was even reporting that Lucas is a flip-flopper, but not on this. I get a, not even monthly, I think it's more often than that, every 3 or 4 weeks, but it's roughly monthly, a newsletter. I've mentioned this before, from a gentleman named Pat Patton, who's been a PR, media, sales, advertising person in Kansas City for decades. He's 90 years old. He's retired. Pat's been around forever. He's a legend in Kansas City. Everybody knows him. So there's this group called Kansas City Media Legends, of which I'm a member of. It is not, it sounds better than it is. Like, I haven't been to the luncheon. It's basically, I get a newsletter. He called and said, would you be part of this? I said, sure. there's a lot of people in it. Pretty much anybody that worked 3 or 4 years in Kansas City in any capacity can be part of this. It's more of a club than a legends thing. Kevin non-legend, most people in it non-legend. There are legends in it, most people non-legends. And they know that. It's funny. We've joked about it, you know. I've joked about it with Todd Lebo. He's like, I'm not a legend. I said, no, I'm not a legend either. But we're in it because we've been in the media in Kansas City for a long time. So they have luncheons, they have get-togethers. It's a social thing. It can be a social thing. Mostly, it's Pat's newsletter that he sends out every week. And he puts in there radio ratings and things like that. And I've reported many times about the dismal AM sports radio ratings. And I'm stopping right there. But they're in there and it's bad. And it compares the two stations and it's really bad for a lot of people that I've worked with. But I digress. He did something for the first time in this newsletter. He said circulation report. And he puts in the circulation numbers of the Kansas City Star. I'm like, wait, what? The Star won't tell you anything. When my podcast started, I reached out to Sam Mellinger. He does a podcast. The sports team down there does a podcast 3 or 4 times a week. And I reached out and said, Sam, I'm trying to get a gauge. I don't know what this means. There is nothing for podcasters that compares you to other podcasters in your area. There's no real way to tell. I can't see how many people are listening to theirs. There's no way to tell. There's just no way to tell. I know we're doing very well here. I get emails all the time from national ad agencies that are wanting to put little pop-up ads in the podcast. And I've declined all of those because you don't want those and you don't want a bunch of spam and you don't want crap and you don't want whatever. This thing's neat and clean. You know who my sponsors are. They're good people. They're conservative like us. I'm controlling this business. I'm not going to lose control of this business. It is going to be conservative through and through. It's going to be good people that I know and trust, period. But I reached out to some people in the beginning because I'm trying to learn more about podcasting, and the Star had been doing them for a while. I said, hey, Sam, can you give me an idea, you know, like how many people have, you know, listened or, you know, what is a good number and this and that. And I was trying to find out how many people watch the little podcast they do with the Star sports writers to gauge it against what we're doing here because I just didn't have an idea. And Sam was nice enough. I don't think Sam likes me much. Most liberals don't like conservatives. It's okay. I like liberals. I like talking about the industry. To me, him or Vahe or people like that, Vahe is one of the nicest people you ever meet. Oh my God, Vahe Gregorian's a good man. I love the guy. And I don't see him as a liberal. I like him. He's in our business. I would love to talk to him. I'd love to just have lunch with him and talk to him about our industry because that's more important to me than anything else. I love this industry. So I reach out to Sam and I ask him, he's like, oh, I can't really divulge in that. And I said, well, this is the number I'm getting. Can you just at least tell me if you think that's good or because I don't know. And he's like, well, I really can't comment. I can't do it. So I said, okay. So I gave up and I haven't reached out really to Sam since then because it wasn't going to happen. I have since learned and found a way to learn on some things, how to find some things out. And I saw one of their, and these are video, they Zoom call these podcasts. It's like Vahe and Sam and then Blair Kirchhoff and others. And I saw one of them that had 378 views or something like that. And I was astounded by this. I couldn't believe it. I thought, that isn't right. I'm looking at the wrong window. And I've believed that now for months. I've thought, no, that's not right. They have to be getting more than that. They have to be getting more than that. So I thought, I'm seeing the wrong window, the wrong space, or maybe that's just in the last, I don't know. I don't know. And I still don't know. I can't comment on how many people watch their podcasts or listen to their audio. I can't. I only know what I'm doing. But Pat puts in this newsletter the Star's circulation numbers. And I couldn't believe it. If I am not mistaken, when I started in media in Kansas City at Channel 4, the Kansas City Star had something in the neighborhood of 400,000 subscribers. Now, keep in mind that 1.7 people live at every address. So this is nearly, it might be more than that. It might be 2.1 people live at every address. I think that's right. It might be just a little over two. So if it was 400, let's say it was 425,000, that's 850,000 people that are served by, in those days, a newspaper in their driveway. Just plopped in their driveway every morning. Remember that? Remember those days? I was texting Mike Robinson last night of Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. I said, you remember the day that the newspaper got there before the sun came up and those were good jobs to have. They were coveted jobs to be the newspaper delivery guy. You had to get there at 4 a.m. to pick up your papers, and it took about 3.5 hours to run your route, but it was good money. You made good money, and you got tips from the people when they saw you. They left envelopes that you could tip your driver, and you actually, they got paid, and they got tips, and it was every driveway, and the van would zip down the street, and the you'd usually be a teenage kid sitting in the back of a van with the window down, and we whoop out the window, whoop out the window, whoop out the window, every driveway got one. Remember those days? And I want to say that the Kansas City Star circulation was somewhere in the 400,000s, that they printed 400 and some thousand newspapers every day and delivered them all over Kansas City. And then those people who drove those vans, the kid would go to school and the dad would go to work at 8:30. Papers are all delivered. It was the greatest side hustle ever. And what I was commenting to Mike last night was, remember when people worked? And that was good money. That was great side money. And a lot of it was cash, cash tips. They'd put them in the envelope and leave it for you. I digress. I want to say it was in the 400 and some thousands, especially like the Sunday paper was the big one. Pat reports that the Kansas City Star subscriptions right now, this year, are half what they were a year ago. In the last year, they've lost half their subscribers. They are down to 32,792 subscribers. That is unbelievable. How are they surviving? I know they're selling their building. I know they've cut staff. How do they survive? How is it that with 32,000 subscribers, the guys that work at the Kansas City Star get the front row best seats at all the games in the press box still? That the teams haven't figured out this isn't where people are consuming their sports news like they used to. That it's just not what it was. I was shocked to see that number, 32,000. I've got almost 12,000 subscribers to my podcast. Serious. Just like, follow. I'd say hit the like or follow button. We're almost at 12,000. The reporters at the Star have more Twitter followers than that. The Star reporters are bigger stars on Twitter outside the Star than they are with the Star. They'll read what they tweet, but they'll never go read what they write. This is unbelievable. So you tweet something out, if you're Sam Mellinger, and people see it. He's got a lot of followers. He's got national followers because he's with the Kansas City Star. So he's got national followers. It's this liberal media institution all over the country. It's a clique. It's a club. It's a big club. And they follow each other, and they tweet, and they share the same thought process, and they live in the same bubble, and they're the same people. And that's fine. That's their world. But their business is gone. They're killing their business doing it the way they're doing it, but they don't stop doing it. They don't stop. And I tweeted out yesterday, 32,000 subscribers to the Kansas City Star. Has nobody figured out in this town yet that if you're in media and you go liberal, you're going to die? That's not who's consuming news? That the liberals don't? Only the liberal elites consume news in this town. Most people that are Democrat voters don't follow the news. They're not reading the Star. They're not doing anything. They're not. They're low information voters. They're nothing. They're just mind-numbed robots, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, that will fall in line and vote for the Democrat. They're told to vote for the Democrat. They vote for the Democrat. They don't know why. They don't have a reason. They certainly don't want to read the filth in the Kansas City Star every day. You couldn't find a more liberal newspaper anywhere now than the Kansas City Star. You couldn't find one more liberal. And they just keep shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. If they were at 60-some thousand last year and 32,000 this year, and I'm at 12, I'm going to have more podcast followers this time next year than they have subscribers. That's exciting. That's exciting. Keep in mind, everybody's in a niche business now. Everything is a niche. There is no big media outlet in Kansas City. It does not exist anymore. Everybody gets their own space, and they carve out their niche audience. That's what they're doing. But the Star has blown it. They didn't have to do this. They've done what CNN did. They've gone all liberal, all left, when they had the center lane. For years, we knew they liked Democrats a little more than Republicans, but for years they had the center lane, and people would subscribe and they would read, and they thought, these people are fair and I'll read this. It's local news. Not anymore. They know it's not fair. They've lost every conservative in Kansas City. They have no chance. Anybody that ever voted for Trump, they've turned their back on, is gone. Out. Gone. Seriously, gone. 32,000 subscribers to the Kansas City Star. Down. It's half of what it was last year. What will it be next year? Just keep going left, Star. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. The more media outlets in this town that go left, the more people are coming to this podcast. Come on in. We're a big tent here. I'll take liberals in here. We'll have the debate. We'll discuss it. I was fair to Mayor Lucas today on the airport. I'm more than happy to be fair with these people. I said yesterday something that upset some of you, the Scheller, the lieutenant colonel in the Marines that made those videos. I think he should be punished. I don't think that's what the military should do. Everyone else is running around like this guy's a hero, and it's unbelievable that he's being disciplined. You don't break the chain of command in the military. We can't have it that way. Just because we're mad at the guys at the top for what they've done, that they're Democrats, they're liberals, and they've done bad things in Afghanistan, that doesn't mean down the ranks we can have people breaking ranks. We just can't. There has to be discipline and order in the military. So that's not a very popular thing. That's very fair. I think a lot of Democrats would go, a lot of liberals would listen to this podcast and go, well, there's a fair-minded guy. I think that is fair-minded. I don't like what the Millie's done and Austin have done. I'm not happy at all with Afghanistan. I hate it. But I don't think what that guy did with those videos was the right thing either. So, I welcome a lot here. I want to be a big tent. Let's go. I want a lot of people to listen to this podcast. I want to be fair, but I want you to know where I stand. You know what I'm going to stand? I'm going to be very Midwest. I'm going to be very traditional Midwest value. That's what I am. I don't even know if that's conservative or libertarian or Republican. I don't know what it is. I'm just a conservative Midwesterner who was taught right from wrong and taught to treat people well. That's it. That's what we try to do. So there's the Star's numbers. I also saw on the Star they wrote an editorial piece, and I responded to it. I've not done this yet, but since they don't respond to my emails to the editor, I tweeted yesterday, if there's only 32,000 subscribers, and I'm one of them, you know, the least you'd think is if I write a letter to the editor and a columnist that I'd get a response back, which I didn't, about the renaming of my high school from Indians to Bison, which is absurd. They didn't even respond to me. You think if they had that few customers, they'd respond to them, right? But they didn't. So I'm looking in there today, and they surprised me. They wrote a piece, an editorial piece supporting a conservative editor of the Oklahoma State University newspaper. Her name is Madison Ferris. She's 20 years old, and she's been fired as the editor of the Oklahoma State student newspaper. It was over a column she wrote about masks. She basically told the student body to wake up, think for yourself, you have rights, these people don't know what they're talking about, the science doesn't say anything about masks, and anybody can get the vaccine for free, and you can't hurt them if they are. What she wrote. Oh boy, she got fired and the school's unhappy with her. The Star says they disagree with her on her stance, but firing her is bad for journalism. She says she was fired for journalistic integrity, but they can't give her a reason. They cannot cite a fact that she got wrong. They can't point to anything that she did wrong other than journalistic integrity. That means this student newspaper is going to be liberal, and if you're not, we're going to fire you. Well, half the staff has walked. So at least half the staff of this paper believes what she wrote, and they've walked out and said, I don't need this. I don't need this. I'm walking out. These are people, the Oklahoma State, folks, the student body is conservative. The school is liberal. It's the same way at Kansas State. It is the same way at Iowa State. I can name school after school like this. Most of the SEC schools are that way. Not all of the schools in the Big 12 are that way. Kansas is closer to 50-50, I would guess, but places like K-State, Manhattan, Stillwater, Ames, you go to places like that, there's a lot of farmers around, a lot of ag kids, a lot of rural kids. It's conservative, man. It's Trump country. That student body's conservative through and through, and they see this mask stuff as stupid, and they see their professors as stupid, and they won't be swayed. They won't. So this girl, this young lady, young woman, reflected that, and she got fired. And the Star says, this is bad for journalism. You can't fire them. So I replied to the Star. I'm the only reply so far to the editorial because they don't have very many readers. I'm the only reply. I replied, and this is the same board that called for my firing when my facts were never disputed by anyone? Where was your support of my journalism? That's interesting. That editorial board wrote a piece to have me fired when I was talking about Andy Reid's kid, Britt, being the only defensive coach that was retained because all the rest were fired. And this was nepotism. And it hasn't worked out well with Andy and his kids, who've been not much but trouble. And that got me fired for saying the truth. Speaking the truth in journalism, in media, they wanted me fired for speaking the truth. Where were they then? Do they have a new board? Are there conservatives on this board? Has it changed? Is it better? I doubt it. They're supporting her, first of all. They're supporting her, a college student. They ain't supporting him, the 50-year-old white guy on the radio. That's the difference. So to hell with the star and their stupid journalistic integrity, they don't have any. They weren't there for me. The Kansas City Star's editorial board should have been the first people that said, wait, this may make you uncomfortable hearing him talk about this, but he's not wrong. The facts are right. What he said is right, and he should not be fired in journalism for being correct. They didn't do that 2 years ago. They're doing that now, saying we don't agree with her. We don't agree with her at all, but she shouldn't be fired for this. I applaud them for their column now. You don't want to know what I think about their column 2 years ago. But it shows, if there's a question of journalistic integrity here, it's not Madison Ferris at Oklahoma State. It's not Kevin Keatsman of KKHI. It's the Star. I could put those two editorials next to each other and take them to a journalism class and put them up on the board and show them to the students and say, this is what you cannot do, ever. You cannot do it. You cannot have it both ways. Kansas City Star. Fun podcast today. That was fun for me. I when I get into some of these issues and I know I'm saying things that make people a little uncomfortable and I'm saying things that other people won't say, I feel good about that. I was taught that in journalism school at Kansas State University. Question everything. Be curious. Be suspicious of the man. Don't go for the status quo. Don't believe everything is the right thing. And I see a lot of problems in media, and I'll point those out anytime possible. And I'm sorry if I made you as a Chiefs fan uncomfortable talking about this Andy Reid story. It really isn't as much about Andy Reid and whether he coaches. He's got his life to live as it is the way nobody else is even asking. They asked him what's wrong with him. There is no analysis of, is this the right thing to do? And if it were COVID, there would be nothing but analysis of what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. And that is the state of American media today. Keep telling your friends to hit that like or follow button at KKHI. I really appreciate it. We're up to almost 12,000, I think. People that have liked or followed the podcast, it just grows every single day, and it's meaningful. It's reaching people in far places, too, not just in Kansas City. We're reaching people in a lot of places, and that's very exciting. So I thank you for that. I thank you for listening every day. I thank you for giving our opportunity and opportunity to our sponsors to earn your business, if you're so inclined. And if you'd like to become a patron, you can certainly do that. You know how. Just go to kkhasissues.com. I put a podcast up that will be tonight or tomorrow's podcast. I put that one up early yesterday because it's like no other podcast we've had here. So you're going to get to hear it. But I gave it to the patrons first. It's one of the things that I do from time to time. It is completely commercial free. There's no intro. There's no music. It's just what we call a cold show. I have a guest coming on that is a listener and a patron, and I'm going to ask for your help. You're going to be moved by this podcast. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is one of the things we do for the patrons. Lee Sterling's Thursday Night Football pick will be up later today. If you want to become a patron, go to kkhasissues.com. Sign up for as little as $5 per month and become a patron of KKHI. That would be pretty cool if you did that. But if you just tell people wherever you go that Kevin Keatsman has issues, I'd be grateful for it.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.